The gospel that we just heard this morning recounts an incident in the lives of the apostles where they were taught a lot about the meaning of life. They had been arguing among themselves as they walked along which one of them was the greatest, the best, the brightest, the strongest, the most athletic, whatever they considered to be great. Now, we put an awful lot of emphasis on greatness because with greatness usually comes privilege. Throughout history, we have tacked the title great onto the names of certain people. There was Alexander the Great, the Greek conqueror of ancient times. There was Charlemagne, Charles the Great. Even in the Catholic Church, we have designated certain popes with that name. There is St. Gregory the Great and St. Leo the Great, who shepherded the church through some rather difficult times. In more recent years, we all may remember Muhammad Ali, who used to brag all the time, "I am the greatest." And he had the punch to prove it a lot of times. And now we have a president who claims that our country is not good enough, great enough. But what constitutes greatness? Is it wealth? Is it physical strength? Is it political power? Is it intellectual ability? Some say yes to any one of those, or to a combination of them. But what does Jesus say today to us? In the kingdom of God, true greatness comes in developing the attitude and the ability of people of power to be of service to those who are socially invisible. He says, to be the greatest, to be first, to be number one, you have to become the last of all and the servant of all. Greatness, prestige, and honor in the kingdom of God are only given to those who make themselves the stewards of those who have no power, no influence. True disciples of Christ don't look for privilege. They look instead for opportunities to serve quietly. The care of the little ones, as Jesus would remind us, includes the poor and the hungry, the homeless and the unemployed, the sick and the elderly, refugees and immigrants. And Jesus emphasizes today in our gospel a special care for children, something which some in the church have not done a very good job with. But the church does care in a special way for children. Much of our efforts in living our faith and sharing our faith lie with those that we entrust with our future, our children. Last week, we celebrated Catechetical Sunday, and we bless all those catechists who are charged with sharing the faith with our children in public schools. And we began those sessions this week with a special Mass with them last Wednesday evening. And so today, we turn our focus to those students in Catholic schools as we conduct, along with all the other parishes in the metro area, the annual Xavier Foundation appeal. It makes a difference in the lives of many of our students. It is invaluable in faith development, as I personally can testify. But I would like you to hear how Catholic education has had an impact on the lives of one of our students in particular. This morning, I would like to introduce to you Lauren Corbel, who is a senior at Xavier, and by the way, is a semi-finalist for the National Merit Scholarship.
Thank you. Good morning. As Father said, my name is Lauren Corbel, and I am a senior at Xavier High School. At Xavier, I'm involved in robotics, math club, band, key club, National Honor Society, and Spanish Honor Society. My family and I have been members at St. Pius for 18 years. I serve the parish as a Eucharistic minister, homebound minister, and altar server. Thank you for allowing me to speak today about how Xavier has impacted my life. Xavier opened in 1998, so this year we are celebrating 20 years of God's grace. In order to celebrate, Regis, LaSalle, and Xavier alumni will come back to participate in all school masses. We are also celebrating the Xavier alumni who are making a difference in the world. Just a few of these alumni are 3 ordained priests, 2 members of religious orders, 7 more discerning religious life, 3 lay ministers, and 21 teachers or administrators in the Xavier Catholic school system. Attending Xavier provides students with more than just an education. Xavier teaches students how to be disciples of Christ. Xavier alumni like these are making a difference in the world today because Xavier helps students develop a faith and prayer life and guides students along their faith journey. Theology class allows us to learn about our faith and what the Catholic Church teaches. The phenomenal theology teachers are able to answer students' questions about our Catholic faith, allowing us to understand the Church and our role in the Church more fully. Xavier provides students with the opportunity to discuss faith with our teachers and other students in order to prepare us to be knowledgeable adult members of the Catholic Church. Xavier has provided me with many opportunities for prayer and spiritual growth. I enjoy being able to spend time in Eucharistic adoration each Friday to develop a personal relationship with Jesus. I am busy with school, homework, and activities, but I'm able to take time out of my busy school day to refocus my life on God. I also enjoy being able to pray with my classmates at the beginning of each class, bringing us closer as a Xavier family. Additionally, I have been able to attend many retreats while at Xavier. These retreats, especially the Kairos retreat for juniors, has allowed me to realize how God is at work in my life. Through retreats, students see teachers and older students living as disciples of Christ, and we are given examples to follow. Xavier provides students with many opportunities to celebrate their Catholic faith. I appreciate the opportunity to attend Xavier High School. Thank you for your prayers and financial support through parish subsidies and the parish appeal. Please consider helping at any level because gifts of all sizes make a big difference. Please take a minute to stop after Mass and fill out your commitment card. Thank you.